You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Vamos, Jamaica, baby! Let's go!
I love the Latino-fi, the Jamaica victory. We show love.
You're officially a part of the Caribbean now.
Wow.
I am so glad that we were able to share our reggaeton beat with you so you can make reggae music.
Yeah, we all know where it started, for real.
I mean, if we're going to talk about, you know, in fact, I want to make a commemorative shirt for reggae. I'm going to write the word reggae on it. It is honoring reggae by writing the word reggae on it.
I'm glad us Latinos could impart our culture, you know.
You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you're welcome. I think the music is going to do well. If I were you, I would share, and this is just from the top of the dome, share with a Marley family member. They might be into it.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans Women's World Cup Daily. Yes, we are being sarcastic. We have to start the show. You know what?
People don't know we're funny.
People are forgetting. I guess because we haven't really said this up top much since the beginning of the show years ago. We are stand-up comedians. We do a comedy show about soccer / yes, football, whatever you want to call it.
Gaucho, balompié.
We're not just guys who are offering terrible takes that make no sense.
We're doing that you laugh with us.
Okay, we're doing a little more than just that, but that is a big part of the show. So
yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of new fans and new listeners who are tuning in for the Women's World Cup. And they're being like, okay, this is all off-putting. These guys are saying very dumb things. How are these professional soccer pundits saying such dumb things? And it's like, well, that's the point. That's what we're doing, okay?
There's a lot of places to get soccer pundits not saying stupid things.
Yeah.
I'm sure right now you're thinking of a few places that don't qualify for that statement I just made. It's up to you to figure that out. This is one of the places you go when, I've already heard data. I've already heard facts. I done seen the charts. I come here to just kick back and talk with my dumb friends who happen to be funnier than my real dumb friends. That's us, baby.
That's it. That is on our business cards. Your dumb friends that know a little bit about soccer. That's all. Yeah. It is, okay.
So that's it.
That's it. All right. So
God, Mate. In fact, if I were you, and we'll talk about this in a few minutes, I would chill. Okay. Now keep that in mind because we'll talk about
that.
But
keep
that
in the back of your mind. Yeah. Yeah.
About
chilling.
Right.
All right. It's very important.
It's a very important time.
You're going to get quizzed later. So just be prepared.
Yeah, I feel like if you look up there, you'll see what I'm talking about. But that's not for right this moment. This is Jamaica's moment. They just knocked Brazil out the World Cup. You heard me. Brazil has been knocked out of a World Cup before the group stages for the first time since 1995.
Well, they weren't knocked out before the group stages, before the knockout stages. They wouldn't have made it to the World Cup if they were knocked out before the group stages.
Yeah, since 1995, that's the important part.
So just another example of the stupid things that we say, okay?
Yeah, right. You should be laughing at me right this moment.
But congratulations to Jamaica, a 0-0. The reggae girls, 0-0 draw in a group stage that they really, really impressed. I mean, I want to highlight the fact that this is the first Caribbean nation to make it to the knockout stages in a Women's World Cup. A huge story. And this was, you know, when we talked about the matchup, this felt a little bit like, oh, Brazil got this. But this is the one thing. We'll talk about Brazil in more detail. But Brazil, for the most part, have looked amazing. They literally did look really, really good.
Until they ran into the Bunny Shaw juggernaut.
Well, even it was impressive. Also, the win against Jamaica's win against Panama, the draw against France. That's the one. The tremendous result. I mean, the win against Panama is very, very good and cool, but the draw to France, and then the late goal that Brazil gave up to France is really the difference. They just kind of, you know, Wendy Renard is Wendy Renard. She's going to do her thing. She does it, you know, in for her club. She does it for her country. But that was really the difference, because now Brazil needed a result in this game. And as soon as it gets to the point where Jamaica had the leverage of like, yo, we don't have to score. You got to score. And it doesn't matter how many stepovers you do. It doesn't matter how great you look. And again, Brazil did look great. They look great in all three games.
Here's the thing, though. They might be, I don't know this for a fact, and we don't have researchers. Mike, maybe you could find this. They might be the first team to qualify out the group stages, to get out of the group stages without having scored a goal.
What do you mean? Who? Jamaica?
Jamaica. No, they beat Panama.
Yeah,
1-0.
Beat Panama. What do you mean?
Never mind. Because I know it was 2-0 draws. They started off with a 0-0 draw against France, 0-0 draw against Brazil. They did. They scored only one goal, but they haven't given up any. They have three clean sheets in a row. That is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so that's where it is really like impressive. Just the, you know, I'm watching Jamaica, I'm watching Brazil, and I'm just like jealous. I'm like, wow, they really have a tactical game plan. They're pretty composed. Even though
also
Jamaica,
all the players in the positions they're in seem like they're trained to play those positions.
Jamaica, who didn't have a lot of the ball, played with a lot of confidence defensively. Yeah, there were a couple big moments, and they needed their keeper to do a little bit of work. But for the most part, played, you know, Brazil didn't have too many just great chances and great shots on goal. There was always a defender there, always somebody that gave, a Brazil attacker a lot of trouble. So just such an impressive – these three games – really, really impressive. I don't know who Jamaica will end up playing in the knockout round, but a lot of praise to them, especially with all the issues that they're having with their federation. We talk about this all the time, but just like they barely made it to the World Cup. There was issues with like their flights.
No, they had a GoFundMe. What Sadella Marley, I believe her name is. I hope I'm not mispronouncing her first name or getting it wrong. But one of the Marley members, family members, had to do like a benefit concerts and stuff to get this team money so that they could go. And there was a moment, I can't remember which player it was, but at the end of the match, it was a player who's seen on camera looking up in the stands going, "I told you so. I told you so." And to me, it's like that should be an iconic moment for this federation. I get that the federation in general is in trouble. The men's team have argued, have complained as well, and talked about how difficult it's been for them. But we shouldn't need, you know, superstars within a country doing benefit concerts so that you can get a team like this into the World Cup. And to see them get through, and honestly, to me, the biggest name out of this Jamaica team, I know everyone's talking about Bunny Shaw, and she's a superstar for the future. Facts. And you saw Martha, she was crying, and Martha was like giving her a lot of compliments. Yeah. And I don't know what she was saying, but it seemed inspirational at the time. I want to talk about Rebecca Spencer, their goalkeeper. 8 shots on target, 8 saves, absolutely stood on her head this game throughout the entire group stage competition. She currently plays for Tottenham. I generally don't compliment people on Tottenham, but she deserves it. To me, it's like these are the storylines that are coming out. And it's so frustrating to me how much we complained about the U.S. women's national team while getting out of the group stages. Yet a situation like this, it's like nothing but praise, because this was unexpected. This was it's a beautiful story. And it's like, yo, these are the storylines you kind of want to watch the Women's World Cup for.
Yeah, there is that balance of expectation and then also pride, right? Because the U.S. is it's a completely different context. We all have the expectation that they should thrive and do well.
We got the money. We got the development. We got the expectations. We got the wins. We're We got it all. We should be winning. But a team like this, everyone could get behind.
Right, right. And, but, you know, and I think it requires a little bit of humbling. We should also be a little bit proud that they did move on to the knockout stage. We can't. It can't just simply be we didn't crush everybody 14-0.
No, dude, we're extremely proud that Jamaica got out of this, bro. We're super proud, bro. The U.S. got some questions, but Jamaica, no. Jamaica.
So the results from match day 14. I mean, we don't have too much time to talk about South Africa, Italy, but South Africa getting the late goal.
Banyana Banyana. I mean, absolutely incredible. South Africa going through another country with problems with their federation. Also, look, they did not win, okay? France did beat Panama, did score 6 goals on them. But can we talk about Panama scoring 3 goals on France, though?
Yeah,
that's technically a win, bro.
I did love, I mean, obviously, the first goal, you know.
Marta Cox.
Marta, in her post-game interview today, said, there will never be another Marta. Bro, there was another Marta playing right there in the exact same time as you.
Yeah, dude. Marta Cox was like, I don't know about y'all, but I did what I came here to do. That should be her post-game.
What a great
Marta
free
Cox,
kick.
Bro, that was a fuakata.
That was official. Get the stamp. A fuakata stamp. Yeah. Because
hold on. Is this? That's the noise now for fuakata, okay?
That was in the first minute of the game. I mean, it was just like right in the beginning. And just what a banger.
It was right before we went on air that the game started. A little bit before we went on air. We were just finishing the pre-production meeting. And someone goes, Panama just scored on France. And we were like, don't you dare joke, okay?
this is not the time nor the place.
Don't you see that we are surrounded by bad bagels? This is not the place to joke, okay?
Okay.
And then I looked down.
Are you listening?
Oh my God.
Are you listening, CBS?
These are the jokers you're hiring. They take nothing serious.
but an incredible moment for Panama. I'll give props to Panama because they obviously were already out of this World Cup. They were just playing in their final group stage match. But they were dancing, celebrating the goals. It was a very emotional time. I've been sort of seeing a lot of subtweeting from a lot of accounts, not even from the Fox account. Everybody's highlighting. Oh, look, Jamaica's dancing, celebrating, going to the next round or whatever. Or like the Panamanian women dancing after even losing the game, but they're dancing because they obviously Panama's incredibly proud and the fans are really supportive. And so everybody's like, look at the Panamanians dancing, and it's like, all right, what y'all are like. You're being subtle about it, but I see what you're doing.
Carly somewhere is like the mayor of the of that Footloose town. You know, like, stop dancing. No,
these darn kids.
Stop moving your hips.
So, but I love that for Panama. Obviously, it's just such an incredible accomplishment to get to the World Cup. And look, yeah, it didn't work out as you had hoped, but what a showing! And to score against France, it's worth dancing, even if you lose the game. I think within context, it makes complete sense. So, very, very happy for them. But let's talk about.
And I also want to clarify my statements.
okay, I've been waiting.
Dance
for this,
all you want.
Lots of people were very upset.
I mean, look. I honestly don't know what buttons I hit.
I don't know. I was like, why is he just quiet?
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No, I didn't hear it. What was it?
Oh, yeah, it was. I hit this one.
Do you hear it? Wasn't loud enough. But yeah. Now I got it.
I do want to clarify my statements. I still don't care if you dance. All right? The only time I care, I had this conversation with someone else on the show who is a little bit more traditional than I am. That's all I'm going to say. And they were like, well, it sends the wrong message. To who? You send the wrong message to who? Now, here's where I have a problem with you dancing and enjoying yourself. Are you doing that instead of training?
Right.
Then I'm upset. Are you doing that instead of playing the game? If it's the 68 minute and you're out there electric boogalooing instead of kicking a ball or playing passes and stuff,
right.
I'm upset. After the game, you just moved on from the group stage. You did not do it to the level of the expectation that other people set for you. I don't know what your expectations were. I'm not in the locker room. Yes, you are allowed to do that. If you're doing it instead of something that you were supposed to be doing, then I'm upset. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. Yeah.
And just, arguing about that will never make, I don't care who said it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a, look, we can, you know, we've already seen kind of the, you know, the responses, the backlash. Some people calling us clowns, some people calling Carly a clown and whatever. Like, everybody's allowed to have their opinion. My main issue was really the, and that's why I think Carly had, you know, not had to, but she like clarified her statement. And I think it's because of the comments that are so direct and so personal about the character of the players on the team. And she clearly knows everybody very, very personally.
Yeah, you know these people, bro. So imagine I came out after you hosted an episode of Cooligans with a guest host. And I was like, you know, it's just, I honestly think it's the hosts that are there. You'd be like, you know, Christian, and you probably know the person who's the guest host, dog. You're saying some wild stuff without saying some wild stuff.
And it doesn't mean that the players need to be coddled, but to say, and really the big issue is like, obviously criticizing dancing is like, all right, fine. Maybe you're like, some people might think you're like a fuddy-duddy and like blah, blah, blah.
It is a little old school. It's a little curmudgeon-y.
But the real issue is that the people, I think a lot, and it kind of bugs me a little bit, is the comments that Carly made about like, it seems, you said, quote, like, it seems like these players care more about other stuff than winning.
And what then, other stuff?
Exactly. What
you
other
gotta
stuff?
Say it.
You gotta stand 10 toes, Carly.
Yo.
Say what it is. What do they
you
care
can't
about?
Be sturdy and not be sturdy. You know what I mean? If you don't say it, you gotta say it. Because we've said this on the show before. If you don't give even at least a somewhat more explicit answer, when you use these vague terms like, oh, I just don't like the culture of the new team,
right.
Or they care about other things other than winning, you allow us, the listener, not us two in particular, you allow everyone else to place something that position.
What does she mean exactly?
It's like a film noir movie. Now, we make up the ending. So you could be like, no, they meant this. No, she meant this. And it could be something much worse than what you actually meant. You have to be a bit more detailed, a bit more specific.
If you don't want everyone kind of having this debate and trying to parse the words and everything, if you don't want that, then say what you mean.
If you're scared of saying exactly what you mean, then you probably shouldn't have said any of that at all. If you can't say it, then don't start the sentence, bro.
So yeah, that's where we stand. But it is what it is. I think you know, everybody's allowed to have their own opinion and
bro,
whatever.
When Alexi Lalas is like, yo, you sure you might want to clarify? When that dude is telling you to clarify your statement, you messed up, bro. You done gone too far.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
I do want to talk about Marta. Because this was obviously Brazil being knocked out. And, you know, I was saying before, Brazil, I thought, even across the three games, even with the loss to France, Brazil looked great. I mean, look, they didn't get it done, and they couldn't score against Jamaica. But it was going to be a tough time because they needed to score. And again, it was really the previous game that I think is where it fell apart. It's like giving up that goal, that late goal to France, it put them in a bad position against Jamaica. But now this is Marta's final World Cup, and I don't know how much longer that she will be playing in general for, you know, she plays for the Orlando Pride.
She's 36. If Christine Sinclair got to a World Cup in her 40s, at 40 years old, it seems to me like Marta could.
Yeah. I also thought Marta
She doesn't believe she can. She said this was her last World Cup. She's also played a lot. She has played a lot of minutes. But you know what? Maybe start putting them knees on ice. You know what I mean? Start taking it easy in the club game so you can get to that next World Cup. Marta in USA. She's played in the US for a while. That could be a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The next one's not the US. Where is she? Where is it?
No,
official?
They haven't announced yet.
Okay. The next one. I know it's like possible, but
yeah. But this is a player who has just had such a huge impact. And we saw after the match against Jamaica, we saw Bunny Shaw, Shayna, I forgot her last name. Apologies. I don't want to butcher it or say the wrong name, but her first name is Shayna. She just emotional, crying, hugging Marta. There's a sadness in defeating your hero, and you can see how even in NWSL there I forgot who was the player for, I think it was the Spirit, who was the youngest goal scorer in NWSL history. Now I apologize, I forgot her name, but she's like 15 years old, and she there was a, after a couple like months ago after a game against the Orlando Pride, she's waiting like. In a line, not a line, but she's like waiting for Marta to be done giving autographs to fans so that she can get an autograph from her. So
yeah,
it's just
that's like the most, if that doesn't share with you how important Marta is to the sport, that a peer is like, oh my God, Marta, with the fans.
Yeah.
It's important, you know, and we, honestly, transfer the things people are saying about Messi to Marta. Like the fact that players, we had Diego Luna on the show, and Charlie asked him like, oh, are you going to try to get Messi's jersey when you play with him? And he was like, yeah, behind everyone else that plays for RSL and Miami, you know, like his own teammates are like, yo, shirt swap. I mean, that's Marta's level at this game. And I also want, you know, Jordan Angeli made a good point, which I think you forget, or at least I forget. Christian, I specifically say you forget without having ever asked you.
Why are you bringing up my Alzheimer's on this show?
Yeah. Christian, we're doing a show, dude. We're doing a show. You almost forget how much she's tried to be a champion of the sport itself, and how much she's fought to have almost every federation and every nation care about the women's game as much as they have, and has told people to watch it and to back it and to support it. And you almost forget that because she's such a great player. You forget about, she's also a great person off the pitch and a great advocate for the sport. It's a real miss if she doesn't make it to the next World Cup, which again, I think she can.
When it comes to, you know, my first thought as far as not only a great player, but an ambassador for the game, and Pele very, very publicly did this. He became almost the face of the sport. And Marta has just had so many incredibly memorable interviews and post-game comments and very just emotional and inspirational speeches. And so it's great to see. It's almost like I'm excited. You know, it'll be sad to not see her play anymore, but I'm excited of what she can do for the game, you know, off the pitch, and, you know, more than she already does now. I mean, the last couple of years, she's dealt with a lot of injuries. That's why I don't think she'll make another World Cup. I don't think she'll maybe retire right now, but she missed almost all of last season, and it's catching up to her, I think, at this point. But I'll give her credit, because in this game against Jamaica, I thought she started the game, and I thought she was incredible. This is why
she probably shouldn't have started, though.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, she laid off those incredible like slip passes to Debinha, and Jamaica just defended well, but she had like two or three. She created like two or three great chances that I don't think any other player on that Brazil squad creates in that moment. This is why I'm also thinking, even from the U.S. perspective, that we shouldn't have this assumption that the older players will not be able to keep up, or they won't be able to contribute. And that's why I thought Marta's performance in this game was a great example. I thought she played really, really well. I thought she kept up athletically and pace.
I'm going to continue to say a player like her would make such an insane difference coming in the second half than starting.
I think
as much as she's able to keep up and whatnot, I think if there's one thing that just because of age will happen is you will just tire out faster than someone younger.
Sure. I mean, she played like 65 minutes, something along those lines. So not bad by any means.
I guess, for me, the shift, you know, I mean, as much as I love the Jamaican backline, you know, you got two people named Swaybe. That's pretty dope. As much as I love the back line, you got Marta coming in when you're already tired. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a huge change. Same with Rapinoe. I probably wouldn't bring Rapinoe in the 61st minute, but to bring someone in Rapinoe in the 70th minute, 75th minute, you know, you've just been running for 75 minutes and all of a sudden here comes a generational player. That to me makes such a big,
Big impact. I'll probably share this maybe tomorrow or another day, but there was a, there's a lot of great people on TikTok that do some really, really great analysis on a lot of the games. I think what happens around, I mean, our show is not a very analytical sort of tactical, comprehensive thing when it comes to these matches. And I think for the most part, when it comes to women's soccer, we don't really get that at all, or at least not as not to the degree.
Bro,
that we
the
get
NWSL
it
website doesn't even do it.
it's kind of frustrating. And then I'll get his name in a second. But there was a guy that did a heat map and touch map of for the U.S. Women's National Team. And the one stat that stood out, Andy Sullivan had 5 touches in the first half. And Megan Rapinoe she played about 20 minutes or something, had the same or just a few more touches than Andy Sullivan. And it's like he points out by saying, like, not to pick on Andy Sullivan, because he really I do think it's like a coaching issue. But the midfield is transparent there. When you look at the touch map and the links of play for Portugal and for the U.S. and in the middle of the pitch, there's nothing, almost nothing going on for the U.S. midfield. And this is why, again, this is why the comments about like the dancing and the players don't really want it and all this stuff. I'm like, bro, it is it's just not that. This team tactically is not given the tools to succeed. I mean, there's no way you can get around the fact that there is a transparent midfield.
Right.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So
if you give a professional ice skater rollerblades and they go out there and bust their ass on the ice, you can't go, they just didn't want it bad enough. These players don't have the tools.
Without a doubt. So, look, it's like we need to chill because we're getting all worked up. But
we are getting wild worked up. I need to chill. If only there was a product that told me on that product that it was ready and chilled so that I could open it, drink it, and then be chill. If only that existed, Christian, my life would be better.
If only. But you know what? Conveniently, it does. And ice cold pours a light because the mountains turn blue right on the can and let you know when it is cold enough to drink. And you know what the best time to drink it is? During the Leagues Cup.
That's just what I was about to say. Messi's back, baby, playing in League's Cup. Mm-hmm. And, yo, the excitement that everyone, the whole world is watching.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm just thinking about it. I need to chill even more. So exactly. I can't wait for League's Cup competition to start back up again tonight. We're down to the bracket. It's absolutely incredible. Knockout stages are here.
It's great.
I need to open up a nice, cold, crisp Coors Light.
Exactly, because everybody has been waiting for this Argentinian number 10 to show up in America, and we're all excited about Maxi Morales coming back to NYCFC.
He's back, baby. Let's go, Hudson River Derby. Let's go.
So this summer, stay passionate and stay refreshed with an ice cold Coors Light, official beer of Leagues Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
Come on. You guys already know it's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Vamos. So the final thing we'll talk about real quick before we wrap up is we have to talk England. Inglaterra.
Oh, yeah.
They have obviously they played yesterday. They played very, very well.
You know what? Just like the Latinos have now given reggae to the Jamaicans, I think we as Americans should give soccer to the English.
Fine,
you know,
you know what? They could use it. Okay, I'm happy to help them out. You know,
I feel like, hey, maybe it's not all darts. You know, maybe you guys can play this game. You kick a ball.
Nice little cultural exchange. we talked about it very briefly, but we just have to give England their flowers because they really look great in this tournament. They haven't, the last game.
This is with a lot of injuries too.
right. But the Lauren James. We talked about her a little bit yesterday, but special player, and the lineup even for England was a little unorthodox. So obviously, we were talking about, I think we mentioned this before, Rachel Daly as like a fullback, and
a wing back. Still, Rachel Daly is like, she's won some awards for scoring goals. You might want her to start a little closer to the goal.
A little straight up, just nine. Okay, we all know. We've seen Rachel Daly at Houston. She knows what she's doing. And she scored a great goal in their game as well. But just such a team that is having a good time. They are having fun playing. They are
the antithesis of the vibes with the U.S. Women's National Team.
100%. They're going to be playing. England will be playing against Nigeria, but their game against China. They had six goals. Who were the goal scorers? Obviously.
Alessia Russo. Alessia Russo finally scored one. You got Hemp. James scored a brace. Mm-hmm. Rachel Daly scored one as well.
Should have been a hat trick.
Facts.
Okay, Lauren. Facts. That should have been a hat trick. That was.
It was offside though.
It was. I mean, but it, you know what? I mean, but look. Yeah. We got it on camera. She did.
Even
it.
China was like, "Bro, just let it go. Like, don't worry about it. We ain't coming back on this one." Bro.
But I it was impressive to she scored an incredible goal with her. Is she right footed or left footed? I assume she's right footed.
I'm starting to think both. Did you see Michy Batshuayi?
Yeah, you mentioned this yesterday. Yeah, he was basically just like, "Yo, I need to do shooting drills with Lauren James because I need."
Bro,
to-
I'm watching Lauren James tape as opposed to mine, bro. I think I might learn something.
But that left footed, the one that was called off. Side when she did it with the left, I'm like, how are both feet this clean with these curlers?
Yo, I didn't know your nickname was ambidextrous. Dang,
a long ass nickname, but okay,
I didn't even get that. Where do you even write it?
Okay, but this is a statement performance, a statement win, and this is going to be a. I mean, I guess, look, they're clearly one of the favorites to win the whole thing.
I would say because of the way France is playing and by the way, China did score on a penalty. But because of the way France is playing, because of the way Germany's playing, because of the way Spain is playing, and because of the way the U.S. Women's National Team is playing, I think England has gotten to the point where they may now be the favorite.
Oh, they may now be the favorite. You said not.
Yeah.
No, they may now be
the favorite.
Yeah, I feel good. I think Japan, based on these three games, Japan feels
It's hard to say Japan's the favorite because they may be your dark horse right now.
Okay.
The favorite?
Yeah, I guess maybe. I think we can base it on, like, betting odds. Like, usually the bettors kind of determine, like, who the favorite is, per se. And I don't think Japan is getting great odds or really – they're not the favorites. That's what it sort of seems like. So, I don't think what Japan has done is, like, some fluke.
They're incredible. I love how they're like, bro, we don't want to touch the ball. But when we do, we're going to score, by the way.
Exactly.
Real quick.
Props to England because, they've looked really, really sharp. So,
two players on England that I also really like, Georgia Stanway and Lucy Bronze. Lucy Bronze plays for Barcelona.
Legend.
She's a baller, bro. I think Georgia Stanway plays for Bayern, I think. Also a baller, bro.
Stanway plays for Bayern Munich. That's right.
There you go. Okay. Absolute ballers on this team. I still feel confident as the U.S. because we got so much talent. But, confidence is teetering a little bit.
I'm looking
bit.
At other teams' coaches. I'm like, y'all not interested? Maybe can we do a little trade during the World Cup?
Yo, real quick, you mind if we just look at your notes? Hey, I'm not trying to steal what you're doing. I'm just trying to show our coach what notes are supposed to look like. Because I think he's just doodling on his notepad.
I can't prove it, but I have a really strong feeling.
The whole page says Andy Sullivan written 1,000 times. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, bro.
So, all right. A lot of big results today and more matches coming tomorrow. We'll keep going.
And listen, they don't stop playing. I feel bad saying we're tired. Like, oh, we're so exhausted. We're doing all these shows. These players are running 6 miles a game in a World Cup. A lot of pressure. So right. If they're playing and going, we're going to keep playing and going.
So we are here. The Cooligans Women's World Cup Daily, every single day. Join us. Come through tomorrow. And as always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network. And we'll be back again, as always, with your favorite comedic coverage of the Women's World Cup.
Can we just start calling ourselves the Sarcastigans just so you people stop freaking out?
We might have to. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.